آب والابن والروح القدس لها الواحد أمين. أيام أسبوع الآلام هي عبارة عن رحلة الكنيسة بتدينا الفرصة إن إحنا نمشي مع السيد المسيح في الأسبوع ده. الرحلة دي نلاحظ إن الأربع خمس أيام دول فيهم حركة، السيد المسيح بيدخل أورشليم وبعد كده يشوف التينة ويلعنها وبعد كده يعد الفصح ويغسل أرجل تلاميذه وبعدين يتصلب، في حركة. علشان كده نلاحظ الكنيسة في الأيام دي تلاقوا فيها كل مرة بنحضر في دورة. يوم الأحد there is a procession. Processions are so frequent in these days. يوم الأحد في دورة الشعانين، ويوم الجمعة في دورة بعد الدفنة، يوم السبت بالليل في سبت العازر في برضه دورة، ويوم الأحد نبتدي دورة القيامة وتستمر معانا. الكنيسة عايزة تعلمنا إن إحنا في الأسبوع ده بنصحب المسيح في الدورات دي وبنمشي معاه في كل مكان بيروح فيه. الدورات دي كلها ليها ثيم واحد. All of these processions has one theme. أول حاجة it's a procession with a king. Usually whenever there is a king and the king is entering wherever he is, then the people follow him in a procession. On Sunday, we follow the king, a procession while he is entering into the heart of the people, entering into Jerusalem. They receive him as a humble king, they receive him as a king over their hearts. بعد كده يوم الجمعة، الدورة بقى التانية دي اللي احنا بنمشي معاه، دورة وهو شايل الصليب وخارج بيه. He is a king صحيح، لكن this king now is time for him to be enthroned. And his throne is what? Is the rod of the cross. Is a very different throne than anyone else. So we follow the king while he is to be enthroned over this throne that he chose for himself, the rod of the cross. يوم السبت بالليل المسيح في القبر، بس ولاده كل الناس اللي آمنوا بيه تلاحظوا في الدورة إن الكاهن يمسك في إيده شمعة ويبقى معاه السفر المزامير مستخبي في لفافة بيضة، ويدور الكنيسة ومعاه الناس كلهم وماسكين شمع وماشيين. This is also another procession. But now the king is in the tomb, but all those people who believe and love him, they are hiding him inside their hearts. That's why the priest is carrying the book of Psalms covered in a white veil, and then the priest carrying a candle, and everyone is following him, they go into the church. Now the procession is for the king who is hiding his glory. He is hidden in our hearts, but also he gave us to shine like him. We will go to everyone. The world is like the church. We go around it in order that we preach him, the one who is crucified and died for us, who is hidden inside us. We believe in him as a king, and we are going into the whole world to declare his glory with the candle that everyone is carrying in his hand. On Saturday evening, the eve of the Easter, the resurrection, الدورة بقى هنا الدورة is different. دورة هنا بنزف فيها الملك بقى in his victory. The king that we followed him, we accepted him on Palm Sunday, and we followed him in his suffering. We also hide him, and he was hidden in the tomb as if he is the dead man. We now declare him as a king, victorious over the enemy that no one ever before was able to conquer him, death. عشان كده نزف المسيح الملك وهو منتصر. Now the king in his victory. ونفضل نزف المسيح الملك ده لمدة 50 يوم. الكنيسة بتعلمنا ان احنا نتبع المسيح في الدورات دي ونفكر فيه دايما كملك. قلنا السيم بتاع البروسيشنز دي كلها we are proceeding with Christ the king. حاجة كمان in all of these processions we notice something. Yes, maybe the occasion today was joyful. بنحتفل بالمسيح الملك. But on Friday, it looks sad. We just finished him, يعني witnessing him crucified and buried. But also the procession, there is joy in it. يعني احنا ماشيين في الدورة فرحانين. الشمس بيقولوا كيريا ليسون. احنا فرحانين. We have mixed feelings كده. We are sorrowful for what we made to him because of our sins, but also we are rejoicing with the salvation that was completed on the cross. يبقى في حاجة كمان with the theme of the procession. First of all, it's a procession of a king. Secondly, it's a joyful one. They are always joyful, even on Pride Saturday. Christ is already, we see him here as if like he is buried in the tomb. but we are يعني going around the church in joy. احنا فرحانين المسيح اللي عمله، المسيح اللي استخبى جوانا وادانا ان احنا نشيع النور بتاعه للعالم. Sunday, of course, this is the joy of all the joy. We celebrate him and we are all joyful because he was victorious and he gave us victory. The third theme that's for these processions, we said first it's a theme, it's a procession of a king. Secondly, they are all joyful processions, even while we are sorrowful sometimes and happy sometimes, they are all have this joy. The third theme is that it is against the world. الكنيسة بتورينا ان احنا في الدورات دي كلها بنلف ازاي. We go in the church counterclockwise. المسيح عايز يعلمنا اللي عايز يمشي ورايا ويحتفل بيا ككينج ويفرح بيا على طول لازم يمشي عكس العالم. كل المشوار، كل الاسبوع الالام هي حركة ضد العالم. المسيح علمنا كده، حركة ضد العالم. لما دخل الملك راكب على اتان، الملك المفروض يخش على حصان، لا الملك بتاعنا بقى داخل على اتان. العظمة بتاعته في اتضاعه، وفي ايه تاني؟ العظمة بتاعته في الخدمة. His greatness is not by showing off to the people how great he is, but actually on the contrary in humility. He is giving us a new understanding. To be great is to be humble, and also to be great is to serve everyone. عشان كده we read today in the gospel of the first hour of the eve of Monday, we read about the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When she came to the Lord Christ and asked and requested him that he would give her two sons to be in his right hand and left hand, he corrected her. Allah, this is not the way you should be thinking. No, this is not the way that my servants should be thinking. If you want to be first, you should be what? You should be serving all. فالمسيح علمنا في الدورات بتاعت أسبوع الألام أول حاجة against the world because greatness is in humility and in service. Another thing is greatness in being able to wash the feet of the people. الكبير بيغسل رجل الصغير. ده المسيح بيعلمنا درس تاني. احنا دايما نقول ايه لما حد يزعل حد يقول لك ده انا الكبير الصغير يجي يصالحني. المسيح علمنا العكس بقى، ان الكبير هو اللي بينحني ويغسل رجلين الناس. معنى تاني خالص عكس العالم كله بيقوله، الصغير يروح للكبير، لا الكبير هو اللي بيوطي ويمسح رجلين التلاميذ. ضد العالم برضو علشان خاطر بموته اصبح الموت ده ربح. By his death this became a gain as St. Paul says and preaches to all of us. حاجة كمان يعلمها لنا برضو المسيح النهاردة في انجيل الساعة الثالثة، حاجة ضد العالم البروسيشن اللي بنقول عليها، يكلمنا على حبة الحنطة the seed of wheat that unless it dies it cannot bring fruit. يبقى الموت هنا يبرينج فروت. This is against our understanding that when we live and we prosper then this is how we are successful. But Christ is giving us again a meaning against the world. In order to bring fruit you have to die to the world. Not only so بس كمان يقول لنا ايه، whoever hates himself will keep it for eternal life. معنى ضد العالم ده اللي يبغض نفسه ويحفظها الحياة أبدية. اللي يحب نفسه في العالم ده بحقيقي يبغضها، ما يمشيهاش على مزاجها، يمشي ضدها، فلما يمشي ضدها يحفظها الحياة أبدية. The theme of the processions of this week, as we said, we are following Christ in his suffering, following him as a king. We are all the times joyful with what he has done to us. And also the theme is we are going against the world. دورة واحدة بس يوم الخميس بتبقى مع العالم. Only one procession we notice it on Thursday morning when we do what? When we rebuke and we think of Judas. يهوذا لف مع العالم، عشان كده الشمام سيجوا على الخرس ويحطوا كرسي ويلفوا حوالين الكرسي مع الساعة، علشان الكنيسة تقول لنا الراجل ده لف مع العالم فانتهى حياته ايه؟ العالم يفنى وشهواته معه. Because he proceeded with the world. He went with the understanding of what success is, how to be rich and prosperous, this man perished. دورة الأسبوع الألام، رحلة أسبوع الألام هي رحلة مع المسيح الملك، رحلة مفرحة، رحلة ضد العالم. يا ريت دايما نفكر فيها كده ونتأملها بالطريقة دي ونحيا مع المسيح الأسبوع ده وحياتنا كلها بالمفهوم ده، المسيح ملك، المسيح مفرح، والمسيح يعلمنا نمشي ضد العالم. لإلهنا المجد الدائم إلى الأبد.